Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Pippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello, welcome in, listeners, now at great radio stations like 98 Rock, California's rock station in Sacramento, California. Also, our friends at 1210 The Man in Miami, FLA, and Rock 95 The Forks in Grand Forks, North Dakota. The game is Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
Ted, you know, I tried to look up your question. I'm not getting anywhere on this. So we had a question with what kind of
animal groups
are in a gaggle. The answer is geese. And then, like, depending on the animal, you give a different name to that group. So it's like a smack of jellyfish. It's a school of fish, a gaggle of geese, right? So Ted said, well, what do you call a group of people? I have no idea. Mm-hmm. We got nothing here. I mean, look, man, a group of albatross, it's called a rookery. Alligators, it's a congregation. Angels, it's a host. Antelope are a herd. I mean,
angels?
Look, man, it doesn't matter if it's a group of angels, it's called a host. Barracudas, it's a battery. Bananas, it's a bunch. Bats, it's a colony or a clown. But people, they got nothing.
Okay.
I have no idea what the hell you call a group of people.
Robin thinks she knows.
There's a few interpretations.
She thinks she knows a lot.
It's the internet that thinks it knows everything. A group of people who perform in a variety of shows or plays called a company.
Not a troop.
Large disorganized group of people are called a mob.
Okay.
And then you've got a group of people gathered together called a crowd. And that's kind of as far as it goes for
right.
people.
I got a couple of them. All right.
Yeah, you got crowded mob.
Oh, an active group of people or animals is called a throng.
A throng? Oh, I've heard that. The human throng.
I'm wearing a throng
right now.
That's exactly right.
I got three people in my pants. That's a throng.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Hola.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Eric, you on team sober, team not sober?
Team not sober.
All right, welcome to the show, Eric. Okay, we're going to put you in some clothes for 1 year. You got to wear them everywhere you go. So, dress for a year in a prison jumpsuit, a scout uniform, hospital gown with a mask, or as a mime.
I feel like in the hospital gown, my butt would be hanging out.
Well, you can wear underwear underneath there, but yeah, you're going to wear the hospital gown.
If I was a mime, I got to go full white face.
Yeah, you do.
I'm going to go with the prison jumpsuit, like a onesie.
Okay.
You know, he brings up the white face. Like, would it be offensive if I'm a mime?
No. Because you're a mime.
Well, I know. I just want to be
that
sure.
Is
but
the
it's a black guy
but it
and white
matter.
Face.
If that's the character that you're playing, that's part of the costume, right?
But if I went a blackface, that would be offensive.
Right.
Yeah.
But Miles would give you a different explanation.
But there really is
well,
no,
that's the character he's playing.
But there's really no character like that. Right. There isn't.
Just saying. All right, here's the question. What four states share a border with Texas?
I like these.
Nevada?
Okay, hold on. Give me a second.
We'll just stop you there.
Okay.
Arizona.
We're going to go Louisiana. We're going to go Louisiana. I'm trying to go south.
You're correct.
Southeast, come around the top. Arkansas?
Yes, okay. Yes, yes.
Followed by Oklahoma?
Yes.
New Mexico?
New Mexico, you got it.
All right, sweet.
Arkansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. Well, while we're on that tip, what is the capital of Michigan?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit?
Nope.
It's not Ann Arbor.
Nope.
It's not Flint.
Nope.
Battle Creek?
No.
Grand Rapids?
No. Lansing.
Lansing.
I never think about Lansing.
I know. Nobody thinks about
East Lansing.
Lansing. It's the freaking capital. Nobody cares.
Lansing.
All right, your question. In North America, Moss typically grows heavier on the side of a tree facing what direction?
North.
Okay. Yes, and yeah. Know your orienteering. Very good. All right, the game is Big Dummy 844-999-OLA.
And Miles, I want to apologize if that game show never took off.
Know your orienteering.
Just didn't test well.
No, it didn't.
With anybody.
Well, it's like, you know, trying to find the North Star.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Just something about the name. Hello, Eastwood. Welcome to the men's room.
God.
Big Dummy.
Hola, Eastwood. How are you?
Hello. Sir?
I'm doing great. How are you gentlemen doing today?
We're doing very, very well, man. Good to hear. Are you on team sober, team not sober?
I'm on team sober. I thought it was a mob of crows.
It's a murder of crows.
Oh, a murder. Okay. Here you go.
All right, Eastwood. Dress for a year in a prison jumpsuit, scout uniform, hospital gown with mask, or as a mime?
Well, I used to be a scoutmaster, so I just dig out my old scoutmaster suit and wear that.
Yeah, it's not creepy at all.
You just terrified me, man.
Kind of creepy, you know.
Mm-hmm. We know.
Did you get any awards as a Scoutmaster? Because Scoutmasters can earn awards as well.
No, I was just a figurehead. The women run the show, man. They just need some man out there to, you know, to be the Scoutmaster. The women run the troop.
Okay, all right. That's probably not the worst idea in the world.
So I want to say, you know, congratulations to you guys, Ravens, man. They did great. And the Seahawks, you know. It's a great season for both you guys. And sorry, Ted, about the Skins, man.
Speaking on behalf of fans of all of them, I think it's the best way to say this. Thank you.
Well, it's all right, man. I love the Ravens, man. They're Cleveland Browns.
All right, here's your question. If you get this one, I'm going to be stunned. I mean this. What does the J stand for in the name LL Cool J?
I don't know. Juice Man.
Jay. Ladies love James.
Yeah.
Ladies love Cool James.
James.
His name is James.
James.
I like LL.
Ladies love him because he's cool. All right, Eastwood. The Oort cloud is made up of what?
What kind of cloud?
Oort. O-O-R-T.
The Oort cloud.
Mm-hmm. It's a collection of space debris outside of Pluto's orbit.
Ice. Hello?
I'm debating. I know you said ice.
Hello?
I heard you say ice.
Are you there, Eastwood?
Ice.
I'm here.
You know what?
Oh, you gave it to him.
Well,
wow, very good.
It's made up of comets, which essentially are just giant balls of ice.
Oh, then he was right.
Yeah,
okay.
In his way,
I mean, look, if you have a giant ice cube in one of those drinks, you know what I mean? Like, you're trying to, you know.
But they don't call it something different.
Get the heat off of it. It's still an ice cube.
Yeah, but when you're that big, it's a comet.
Oh, no. Because you can have the big ice cube and it's still an ice cube.
Because it's an ice cube.
Right.
It's not a comet.
Oh, okay. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999.
You could have a turtle. I want a dog. But you could have a turtle, right. But I want a duck. But they both have four legs.
They're animals.
They bark.
They bite.
They lay eggs, both of them.
Both of them smell bad. Hello, Chaz. Welcome to the men's room.
Big
hola. Hola. Chaz, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Chaz.
About 23 minutes.
Okay, good for you. Chaz, did you ever have a hookah shell necklace?
I'm sure there's probably a photo floating around somewhere.
Okay, just checking. Just trying to make sure you stood by your name. A men's room poll. Dress for a year in a prison jumpsuit, scout uniform, hospital gown with a mask, or a mime there, Chaz?
I don't like being bothered by people, so let's put on the gown and the mask.
Hospital gown and mask. I think a lot of these would keep people away from you, but yes.
I guarantee that one will. All right, here's your question. What musical instrument is sometimes called a tin sandwich or a licking stick?
A tin sandwich?
Mm-hmm. Bring my tin sandwich, eh? My licking stick.
Oh, man. Accordion.
I don't know how you play accordion, man, but that's awful strange.
Harmonica?
Harmonica, yes. Yeah.
Mike was on that one.
Of course Mike was there. Did he say a tin sandwich?
A licking stick.
I put mayonnaise on mine.
All right, your question. What name is given to the units of electrical resistance?
Oh,
join the resistance.
Ohms?
Ohms. Very good. Nice York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was going to say a lot, but that's not right. What does that mean, electronic resistance?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I thought you knew.
If I knew, I wouldn't call them to come to my house to
what
do
does
things.
That mean? You know, like I think like a magnet, like in reverse when I think that.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Zach, are you feeding a rabbit in the background?
Maybe.
Okay.
Zach, are you sober or not sober?
I'm always sober, driving trucks.
All right, good for you, Zach.
It might be feeding a rabbit. I like his style.
Okay, Zach. Men's room poll, dress for a year in a prison jumpsuit, scout uniform, hospital gown and mask, or as a mime?
I'll go for prison jumpsuit.
Prison jumpsuit's coming on strong today.
You even want to wear it?
I do.
For a year. All right, here is your question. What food product calls itself the snack that smiles back?
Goldfish.
Man, oh man. That was really good.
I guess children.
Yeah. Did you know that? I mean, you have kids that eat goldfish.
Yes, I knew that.
You
believe
that?
Me, I knew that, yes.
Okay.
You step it up to the extra cheddar yet?
The flavor blast?
The blast?
Yeah.
No, they're still on standard goldfish, man.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Is there really any difference between a Cheez-It and a goldfish? Is not a Cheez-It a bigger goldfish?
They taste a little nothing tastes more similar than those two things to each other, but there's a slight difference. But both of them eventually cake up in the roof of your mouth.
Okay.
Like, basically, you suck on your teeth for about an hour after eating.
When you buy the nabs, all right?
The hell are nabs?
Nabs or nibs, or whatever you want to call them. Some people call them nips, believe it or not, depending on what area of the country you're in, are these six-pack crackers that have either cheese or peanut butter on the inside.
Yeah.
Like a Franz, right? Well, the orange cracker, apparently on the peanut butter variety, is the same exact cracker that is the goldfish, which is, in fact, just a giant Cheez-It.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Are they made by the same company?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I mean,
they're not far off. The Cheez-It is going to be stuck in your mouth longer than the goldfish.
There's a family of these products.
Just do yourself a favor and get the new Cheez-It Snaps.
What is that?
It's the new one in the game. Trust me. Cheez-It about to take over.
Okay.
They are delicious.
What is it, like the blast?
It's different than a normal Cheez-It. It's thin and crispy. It's more like a chip.
Okay.
I have a whole group of friends who are obsessed with them.
Get it closer to a chip. I'm in.
Yeah. You are listening to the Venture Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the men's room.
Game is Big Dummy. 844-999. Hola, Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Mason. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola. Mason, you on team sober, team not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Mason, welcome to the show. Okay, men's room poll. You've got to dress for a year in either a prison jumpsuit, a scout uniform, hospital gown with a mask, and or as a mime.
I think I do with the mime.
Gonna be a mime.
How long do you think you can keep your mouth shut?
You know, that's the funny part, is that I am known for being very talkative, but I've always had a fascination with mimes.
Okay.
So I think that would be an interesting character.
What is your fascination with mimes? Is it their I'm always trapped behind a wall move? I mean, what is it?
Yeah, the pantomiming thing. It's just a really interesting way of trying to express yourself.
All right, Mason, let me ask you this in a hypothetical way, all right? So it's $1 million, all right? Do you think for 1 year, you could go without saying a word out of your mouth for $1 million cash.
No way.
I mean, look, you could stub your toe, and if you drop an S-bomb because you kicked the coffee table, you're out. Could you go a whole year without saying a word?
I think for $1 million is a lot of things I would go a long way to try to do.
Yeah, no, I would too.
I just couldn't do it.
I just think that would be really hard.
There's no way.
I would give it my best effort for sure.
Okay.
I would make it 2 hours. I'm honestly, so it's for a year. 2 hours in, it's over for me, man. Mm-hmm. Anything. It's my response to everything. People think I stubbed my toe, but it's not true.
So I would get requested to drive with my grandma along car trips because I would talk so much that she would forget how long the car trip was because she could just tune out and listen to me talk. And yet I would win the quiet game almost every time.
Is she still around?
My grandma, yes.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't talk her to death.
Yeah, that's
okay.
I thought, yeah.
No, I did not.
You bored her to death.
All right, here is your question.
She was bored tongue-tied, and then my grandpa used to joke that they cut too much because she would talk too much.
Old grandpa.
Jesus.
All right, if you go to the United Kingdom, what food are you eating if you're eating a courgette? A courgette.
Sound like a biscuit?
What if I offered you some,
Is it like bread pudding or something?
Zucchini.
Oh, zucchini.
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 You can just call it, I don't know, zucchini.
I always thought that a zucchini was when you went to the zoo and the animals wore two-piece bathing suits, you know, for those of us that like that kind of thing.
A zucchini.
Ooh, the zucchini. All right, here's your question. What is the name of the virus that's currently ravaging China?
Oh, my mother-in-law was just talking to me about this.
Shooby dooby doo. Shooby doo.
You can't get drunk on that, Mike.
I can't think of it. It starts with an H, I think. But
it does not start with an H. Think of the beer Corona. It's the coronavirus.
Mm.
And I'm sure they are loving that.
I just want to contract Corona Light because it's only 90 calories.
It's kind of like that, but it's a little less.
Well, it's
man.
Extra, I think, though.
All right, here's your question. The meat of what reptile, known as Garobo, is currently being sold on Facebook as, and I quote, chicken of the trees.
If it isn't, I'm going to laugh because I had somebody in Mexico tell me this. Is it iguana?
Chicken.
We're the chicken of the trees.
And those are not iguanas in Mexico. Those are dragons.
Right.
I'm telling you what, the farther south you get, man, I mean, those things are dragons.
I knew a girl that, she grew up eating iguana, and she grew up in the, Trinidad
and Tobago?
I think that's where she was from. Anyway, somewhere around that area. She's like, dude, we eat iguana all the time. It was a topping you could get on pizza.
Hmm.
Yeah. So she tried to convince me to eat some. She brought some into school, and I did not try it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was cooked, so it looked... It kind of looked like chicken, but it kind of looked green. And so in my brain, all I'm seeing is kind of like off-green chicken.
And when you're a kid, it's harder to be adventurous with food.
Yeah, it's a lot harder, especially when it looks like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Those things, I mean, like, depending on where you are, I've seen them fight, I've seen them have sex, I've seen them laying in trees. They are huge.
Why were you watching them have sex, man?
Because they were having sex right in front of me.
And you just kept watching?
I just kept watching. Well, first it was a fight.
Okay.
And then they get in an
makeup sex.
And then they get in an argument. No, I'm kidding. And then they try to beat the hell out of each other. And then they have sex.
Okay. To make up
sex.
It's
like being a human.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much. Our game is a big dummy. 844-999 Ola.
Oh, let's talk to Austin. Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Big dummy.
Hola.
Hello, Austin.
Hola.
Hola. Austin, you on team sober, team not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Austin. Welcome to the show. Okay, Austin. Men's room poll. Dress for a year in a prison jumpsuit, scout uniform, hospital gown with a mask, or as a mime?
Go as a mime.
You're going to go as a mime. Here come the mimes.
Here come the mimes. All right, here's your question. It's multiple choice. Which word originally described a man that was not smart? Was it a dame, a floozy, or bimbo?
Bimbo.
One and done, Austin. Know Y'all Bimbos. Very good. Okay.
He read the book, Bimbos for Dummies. Now he knows.
And I always call them Mimbos.
Mimbos?
I know, but
now
actually,
Bimbo.
No, Bimbo.
It's Bimbo.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Brett. Welcome to the men's room.
We're going to catch
you in the middle of something.
Yeah, what are you doing over there? Brett, sober, not sober.
Not sober.
Not sober, Brett. What are you doing over there, Brett?
I'm having some Budweiser.
All right. Okay. Boy, the king of beers.
Bud heavies, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, Brett, our men's room poll. Dress for a year in a prison jumpsuit, scout uniform, hospital gown with a mask, or as a mime?
Ew, I'm going to say prison uniform.
You're going to go prison. Okay.
Yeah, I can make the dirty Germans look like Disney characters in a prison uniform.
You know, that's something to aspire to.
Mm-hmm, really is. Never seen them actually dress in their original attire from their home country. But
trust me, they're prison uniforms. All right, here's your question. There have been 54 different animals in the original brand of animal crackers since 1902. Now, the most recent addition was the 100-year anniversary back in 2002. When which animal was included? Was it the koala, the panda, the kangaroo, or the giraffe?
What year was that?
2002. Koala, panda, kangaroo, or giraffe? That's the most recent addition.
Let's go panda.
Nope. I remember giraffe in my day.
Mm-hmm.
So that can't be it. I'm going to go koala.
It is back to koala.
It is a koala. All right.
Wow. Yeah.
The sweet taste of chlamydia.
Yeah. Old choice.
That's how they advertise it.
Those are a little bit more burned than the other ones.
Yes. You can always tell now. All right, your question. An amendment to the U.S. Constitution must be ratified by what percentage of all the states?
51.
51 states.
No, that he's guessing the percentage.
Oh, the percentage.
73.
68.
75.
Dang it.
You need 3 out of 4.
All right. Question 3, Brett.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Oh, is that what I think it is?
It doesn't happen much, but it looks like it's happening now.
Oh, wow. Brett, you just hit the Big Dummy Daily Audio Double. Wow.
Wow.
Hey.
Yeah, wow. Man.
Whatever that is.
I think we should play that for him again. Mm-hmm. I think that is one of the finest pieces of production. Don't know what is happening in that moment, but I like it. All right. We're going to play you a piece of audio, and then I'm going to have you guess what you think it is audio of. That said, you have 4 choices. So the sound that you are about to hear, is it the sound of a dinosaur, the sound of a mummy, the sound of a duck, or the sound of a sponge? So again, dinosaur, mummy, duck, or sponge, what is this sound? Yeah.
It's got to be a duck.
Oh.
Play it again.
That is not a duck.
All right, so duck's out.
So now you have dinosaur, mummy, or sponge.
Dinosaur, you don't know sounds of. Mummies, you don't know sounds of. It's got to be a sponge then.
Incorrect. Believe it or not, that is the sound of a mummy. Now. Follow me. Trust me, this is very anticlimactic, right? You read the headline today. Scientists are excited because they found a 3,000-year-old mummy. And like anything, you do your x-rays and all this kind of stuff, but they realize with 3D printing, they could recreate the entire voice box of this thing. And then you push air through it to get a general idea of what his voice would sound like. So you're reading this, and you're like, wow.
He just wakes up just like, yeah.
That's all the sound. That's what we got. Then play that again.
What the hell?
You waited 3,000 years to hear a mummy, and it sounds like a dissatisfied old man at a store. Hey, Dad, what do you like my new haircut? Right.
Yeah, I guess it's okay.
Yeah, so believe it or not, you've now heard what a mummy sounds like. You're welcome.
Wow. All right,
your next question. The phrase sticky wicket has its origins in what sport?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cricket.
Sticky wicket equals nice. Cricket. That is correct. Very good.
I learned that, of course, from Prem Yotish.
What is a sticky wicket? Is it different than a regular wicket?
If they say sticky wicket...
What does that mean?
Jesus, in cricket. They say sticky wicket in cricket.
Because we know what the wicket is.
Yeah.
The wicket is the three-pronged thing that sits behind home plate.
Correct.
And if you knock it down with a batter, then the batter is out.
Correct.
So what makes the sticky wicket part of the wicket?
I'm not positive.
All right.
Really? Maybe it's just a term if it doesn't go down, but it the ball nicked it a little bit.
Oh, and then it kind of wobbles for a minute and settles back down.
I like cricket. There are so many damn rules.
Really?
Yeah, I've been watching it for 2 years. I'm still not positive on everything.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
But I think the T20 IPL is starting up soon.
I don't know what that is.
The Indian Premier League.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was like a new Terminator android or something. Hello, Harrison. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Harrison.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. Harrison, are you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Team Sober, unfortunately.
All right. It's all right, man. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, our men's room poll. You got a dress for a year in, a prison jumpsuit, scout's uniform, hospital gown with a mask, or as a mime?
I'm going to go with a prison outfit. I'm a welder, so kind of quite fitting for my trade.
Is it similar? Yeah. What do you mean, are you saying that most of the welders that you work with have served time?
Yeah, if they say it or not, yes.
Okay, Matt.
All right, here's your question. In a standard game of Trivial Pursuit, what category is represented by the color blue?
I've never played the game.
Never played Trivial Pursuit?
I don't know. Let's say game shows.
Is it entertainment?
Geography.
Oh, geography.
Miles, do you remember the rest? What color was pink?
Dude, I only remember...
That's arts and entertainment.
I only remember arts one. The one that sucks. The one that no one gets.
Brown. Science.
Brown. The brown pie.
Which is?
Science.
Arts and literature.
Oh, arts
no.
And literature.
Science and nature are green, while sports and leisure are orange. Bless you, Ted. So again, if you're playing Trivial Pursuit, blue is geography. Pink is entertainment. Yellow is history. Brown, and I want to say now it's purple, is arts and literature. I hated that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Green was science and nature. Orange being sports and leisure. Or leisure, if you're that kind of person.
That was the one you could always get.
What, sports and leisure?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Leisure.
All right, your question. In a standard game of Monopoly, what color is the $1 bill?
White? No. White. Yeah, white.
Okay. Nice. Very good. All right. What is, okay, what is the highest denomination? Is that a $100
bill? $500
bill.
$500 bill, what color?
Is it?
It's like dark gold.
Orange?
Gold.
Gold?
Oh, orange would be what?
$100.
That is $100.
Pink is...
Pink is a fiver.
Pink is five. Ted is killing us. All right, you have yellow, green, and blue. That's what's left. Yellow, green, and blue.
So what's yellow? The 10 spot?
Ted's getting it.
Man.
You got green and blue
you
left.
You'd be doing just fine green if regular money was Monopoly.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. We'll say green for the 20 and blue for the 50.
Oh, look at that. Oh,
damn. Unbelievable.
That is
one
correct,
and
sir.
Done.
Good Lord, man.
All right, the game is Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
I'm going to need that cash, Doc.
Hello, Creepy Jeremy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Jeremy, you sober or not sober?
Sober, sir.
Okay. All right, Jeremy. Men's room poll. Dress for a year in, a prison jumpsuit, scout uniform, hospital gown with a mask, or as a mime?
I'm going to go with a mime and just insist to everyone that I'm actually a juggalo.
Okay.
All right.
Walk around drinking Faygo?
At least you have a plan.
That's a juggalo.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If you are a mime and you happen to like Faygo, a lot of people have misunderstood who you are.
Yeah.
All right.
I definitely couldn't be quiet for no stretch of...
Yeah, there's no chance.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here is your question. What Hebrew word means, so be it?
L'chaim?
Ted, you probably said it more than anyone else in the studio.
Shalom?
Nope. Shalom.
That means hello.
Boy, that.
Amen.
Oh, no kidding. Amen.
Yeah, amen means so be it. Which, now that I know that, doesn't that seem kind of... It seems so, you know, like a big deal when you say amen, man. It really was. Said, yeah, so be it.
Can I get one?
Yeah. So be
amen,
it.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, so be it, bro. All right, your question... What is the only time a flag should be flown upside down?
Somebody dies or a great tragedy? I don't know. There's going to be...
You're close.
Here we go.
An emergency.
Distress?
An emergency.
An emergency. Yeah,
absolute
yeah.
distress.
Okay.
Right. All right, your next question. Only two women have ever tried to assassinate a president, and both of them targeted the same president. Who was the president?
Good-looking man.
Taft.
Garfield?
No.
Gerald Ford.
Gerald Ford?
Mm-hmm. He had two assassination attempts on his life, and they were 3 weeks apart, both of them women. Tells me, you know, my man had a sword to pass. Oh, no, you didn't, Gerald.
Question number four, Jeremy.
All righty.
We're going to go back to something we brought up last week, but a slightly different answer. On what island is King Arthur buried? Remember, it's Camelot. Okay. Remember, his kingdom was Camelot. He finally got to the bottom of that.
Then he was buried on Prince Edward Island.
So close.
Easter Island.
So close.
So close.
Jamaica.
Avalon. Oh. That's for all you people that got on us about Camelot last week.
So many all-inclusive resorts there.
And I don't know why Camelot, but it makes me think of Lancelot. What's his name? Lancelot Link?
Is that the monkey?
The
chimpanzee?
Yeah, detective
or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that's exactly what
they invented. All right, question five, Jeremy.
All righty.
Only three people have sold 100 million albums worldwide, both as a solo artist and $100 million albums as part of a group. One of them is Michael Jackson. One of them is Paul McCartney. Who is the third person? I can give you a massive hint.
Don Henley.
You know, man, that's actually not a bad guess.
That is a good guess.
Clapton?
Nope. Phil Collins.
No way!
Phil Collins.
No way!
Swear to God, man. Hang on around there for us, Jeremy. Yeah, between Genesis and the solo stuff.
Get out of here.
You thought he'd fix his receding hairline, but no.
I'll be damned.
All that money and all that forehead.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, head chef in the house, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, goes on a hot dog diet. Head chef on the way right after the game known as Big Dummy. And we do have Jeremy on the line. Jeremy playing for Team Sober. Jeremy, you're now working on question number six.
Welcome back to the program. All right, Jeremy, here is your question. How many dot positions are there in each letter of the Braille alphabet?
9?
Six. I guess 3. I was way off. I'm Braille illiterate.
Mm-hmm.
The image of Uncle Sam was first used during what war?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Civil War? I don't know.
World War One?
Nope. I thought it was World War One.
Huh. World War Two?
The War of 1812.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah,
oh.
I had no idea it was that old. Okay. We sound like going, no kidding. That Uncle Sam's been around quite a while. Jeremy, Mr. Peanut's dead.
You were on question number 8, and just to give you some perspective, our biggest dummy so far this year is a gentleman named Romulus, and it took him 10 questions to get one right. So you are now actively...
His name is Romulus.
And you are now actively in the hunt to surpass one Romulus and become the biggest dummy. Yes. Just letting you know.
Wow.
No pressure.
Quite an honor.
Yeah.
The most questions I've ever gotten.
Here is your question. The Latin prefix pomo refers to what organ of the human body? P-U-L-M-O, pulmo.
In the lungs?
Okay, you did it! You avoided it.
Jeremy. Yes. All right. He was on it. He came through. Game is Big Dummy 844-999 Ola.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hey, what's going on?
Ola! Alex, you on team sober, not sober?
Sober.
All right, driving. That's cool, man. Welcome to the program. Our men's room poll, dressed for a year in. Will it be a prison jumpsuit, a Boy Scout or Girl Scout uniform, a hospital gown with a mask, or dress as a mime?
Well, being like your own Mike Hawk as an Eagle Scout, I have to go with the Scout uniform.
Oh, you're an Eagle Scout as well.
You're talking to a lesser Scout when you speak to Miles.
Ooh, I see. You guys probably have your own handshake and stuff.
Well, you'll never know, will you?
I've never met him, but, you know, we might come up with one.
Okay.
They screech at each other when they see each other.
You guys had, like, your own little secret Eagle Scout meetings or whatever you did.
And then you have your own Order of the Arrow meetings?
Well, you're damn right we did.
And what did you talk about? How much you'd rather be an Eagle Scout?
No. we didn't.
Why aren't you an Eagle Scout?
I was in the Order of the Arrow, too.
Oh, you were.
Oh.
Did you make it to Vigil?
No, it's Brotherhood.
Yeah, I didn't make it there either.
All right, here's a question. Who wrote the book Fahrenheit 451?
Ooh.
Oh. I don't know.
Ray Bradbury.
Mm-hmm. Would you eat a Bradbury?
Yeah, I'd eat a Bradbury.
Try this berry.
I'd eat both the Bradberries.
I'm not eating a Bradbury.
There's only two in the world. All right, this question comes from our very own Mike Hawk. I woke up to this one this morning in my email. What are the only two NFL franchises to win the Super Bowl for two different cities?
What was that again?
What are the only two NFL franchises to win the Super Bowl for two different cities?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what Mike thinks about at night. Everyone else is porn. Mike thinks of this stuff. That's what he sends me.
Drawing a blank. I don't know.
This is going to drive me nuts.
I know. I'm letting it
so they won Super Bowls for two different cities.
Yeah, same franchise, so they had the same name, but they moved cities at some point.
It's not the Cardinals.
Nope.
Because they didn't win in St. Louis.
Yeah, I'm looking for the ones that did.
It is not the Rams, because they did not win in Los Angeles.
Correct.
All right. It is maybe one. The Raiders? Is that an option?
The Raiders is one.
They won in Oakland
and Los Angeles.
Yes,
that is one. Come on, what's the other one?
And, man, come on now. This can't be that hard.
Hang on. Raiders.
And. Come on, man.
What? This is not easy.
I'm trying to think of teams that have moved. Like, just the Browns became the Ravens.
Why did they become the Ravens?
Is it the Browns?
No.
They've been to the Super Bowl.
Why did the Browns become the Ravens?
Oh, because they used to be the Colts. The Ravens. So Baltimore.
Yes, it's the Colts.
That's tricky.
Indianapolis.
Oh,
tricky.
Oh, that is tricky.
It's not tricky. It's the question.
I know. Still tricky.
Blame Mike.
More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-ORLA.
Ola, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.